December 12th, 2018, the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Our Lady comes as Our Lady of Guadalupe. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." Dear children, once again the Lord permits me to transcend time and space and to communicate with you. Most of you do not realize the tenuous situation the world is in. The welfare of the future of the world rests with a few chosen leaders and what they hold as truth in their hearts. There is much unrest in the world because of man's treatment of the unborn. You will never have true and lasting peace in the world until life in the womb is at peace. So long as you accept abortion as a legal right, nations will war against nations. Certain ideologies will embrace violence and truth will be held up to ridicule. My speaking to you today is yet another chance for the heart of the world to change course. If heaven's intervention goes unheeded, my son, who has been lovingly patient, will allow his wrath to begin. I fear, then, there will be no turning back. Concede your pride in not taking these messages seriously with an open heart. Your disbelief or lukewarm response will not change the reality of heaven's intervention here. The heart of God sorrows for the disregard and indifference in the world today for His commandments. So few can say with sincerity that they love God above all else, as His commandment dictates. I hold back His arm of justice with great effort, with the example of your rosaries, other prayers, and sacrifices. Every now and then, you glimpse a small portion of God's wrath in unprecedented national disasters, such as powerful hurricanes, fires, and earthquakes. These, however, impress the heart of man only temporarily, and not enough for his repentance. The laws of every nation must be a reflection of God's commandments. Each nation is defined in God's eyes accordingly. I do not come to you with a scolding heart, but with a mother's heart, who out of love for her children desires to correct them before it is too late. Dear children, these days much time and effort is given over to gift-giving and worldly goods. I tell you, the greatest gift you have or will ever receive is the gift of your faith. Cherish it. Pray to be able to persevere in your faith, as these are the times foretold when faith would be so contradicted. I am always the protectress of your faith, a title I will never relinquish for lack of approval. Call upon me, and I will strengthen your faith amidst difficulties. As always, I give praise and honor to Jesus the Lord. I thank each and every one of you for making the effort to be here today, in my presence. I am in the midst of each of your hearts. Each of you is my child, and I am your heavenly mother. Pray always for the conversion of the heart of the world, which sorrowly grieves the heart of my son. Dear children, today I impart to you, as I take every petition into my heart, my blessing of holy love.